Hello, it's Claire and Jesse Stevens here. And before we jump into the show, there is something we have to tell you. If you rely on Facebook for Mamma Mia content, you're actually only seeing about 5% of the stories, videos, and podcasts that we produce every day. So take a little bit of control back over what you read, you watch, and you listen to. For the full 360 degrees of content we produce, we want you to come home. Go to mamamia.com.au. See you there. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum,
bum, bum. Claire.
Yeah?
I miss Joe.
I wonder what she's doing. She went on a holiday to Singapore with Sean, and I know that she's gone back. She brought home souvenirs for our kids and Karen, and she's just going to be raving about him.
I can't wait to see how she's going and how she's still feeling optimistic about Sean, even though he hasn't spoken to her in 5 days.
I cannot wait. Hello and welcome to Married at First Sight, the recap podcast. I'm Claire Stevens.
I'm Jesse Stevens, Claire Stevens' twin sister.
We do this podcast version, but we also write a recap for mummia.com.au. That includes a lot of memes, so you can see that on the website.
It's our final couple.
Finally.
11.
Lucky number 11.
Which is about 8 too many? 8 too many.
I'd go 9.
They are Sean and Blair. We already have a Sean. We've already fallen in love with Sean. The last thing we need is another Sean. Now, this Sean looks like Niall from One Direction, correct?
He looks a lot like Niall from One Direction.
And he has been matched with a woman named Blair, who at one stage, for no reason, with no context, introduces herself as Blair Rachel, and we never come back to that. I don't know if that's her full name, if that's her middle name. It's unclear.
The weird thing about this couple is that they're based solely on the fact that they like sex.
And Trish is all about it.
Trish
is like, she loves sex and he also has had sex and they're going to love it. And it's like, Trish, it's 8:49 on a Tuesday night. We've talked about this. There are kiddies around.
I don't really care about their sex life. They haven't even met. Apart from them looking kind of similar, looking like they should be a couple, they have literally nothing in common. There is no basis for this match.
And John Aiken has actually started asking the question more than once, why Married at First Sight? Because even he is like, I'm planning on quitting. I don't know what we're doing. And like Trish, he's smashing his head on the iPad going, enough now.
There is, however, one major complication at the wedding. It involves the fact that Blair has been married before and somehow her tattoo that says wifey for lifey with wifey crossed out and burgers written instead doesn't give anyone a clue as to this reality. And Sean sees it and goes, ha, and points to his friend and goes, look, she got this just for the wedding.
No, she didn't.
No, why would she do that though?
She's been married before and Sean doesn't like that. Because he believes that weddings and marriage is sacred.
And that's why he did it on national television with a fake person for no reason.
Yeah. And he's like, we've been married for 14 minutes now. Why didn't I know this? And it's like, she hasn't had time to tell you yet.
But also the tattoo was a really good clue.
Interesting observation. They do look like a couple.
Very much so. And at the wedding, it's believable. And it confuses me.
But none of that matters because I want to talk about Troy.
We need to get to the honeymoons. So we rush over that and then we get to the honeymoons.
Oh my God. Troy got weirder.
It opens with Troy watching Ashley sleep.
She is still asleep and he's watching her very quietly in bed, which is confronting and as you suggested, creepy. And then he rushes her to get ready because they have activities to do. But once she is ready to leave, he says, hang on, I've got to do 10 push-ups and makes her wait outside because the push-ups make him hungrier.
He's like, no, you'll see.
I want to look my best all the time. I want to go to the gym as much as possible. I mean, you can't just go out with someone because they've got a nice heart.
And then he runs out when he's finished doing the push-ups and goes, you ready? And she's like, I was ready before you did your push-up. My favourite line that she says is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how necessary was that? And it's like, a minus 40, Ashley.
There's this other scene that I need to talk about where he starts patting her like a dog.
Yeah,
and
like
kind of scratching the top of her head and she's clearly hating it and looking him in the eye like, can you see the extent to which I despise you? And he's like, oh, I like it when Ashley looks me in the eye because otherwise she gets a bit distracted. And when she looks at me, you know, she focuses a little bit as though she is a four-year-old with ADD is the vibe.
And you know who's a four-year-old with ADD? It's goddamn Troy.
It's goddamn Troy.
And then they go to see crocodiles at a wild... I mean, we should also mention they're in Perth.
No, yeah. They're not in Perth. They're in Broome in Western Australia. The only couple to go somewhere domestically. And I think we can all agree Troy is not allowed to leave the country. And that's why they're there. So they go to a crocodile park thing. And he keeps like pulling on the crocodile's tail while it's around her neck. And she's like, haha, no, seriously, I have a crocodile on my back. And someone needs to call the RSPCA.
How embarrassing was it when the wildlife guy's like, no, don't do that to a crocodile? Like, it's a crocodile. It'll bite you.
I'd pay to see Troy versus Croc.
And like, he's like injuring a crocodile on national television. It's like, can we not pull its tail and taunt it?
If it can even get weirder, he then goes on later to look into Ashley's face and say, you have your mother's eyes.
Remember when I was looking at her in the wedding at the ceremony? Your mother captivated me straight away with her eyes.
Which is weird because he's loved Ashley's mother since he met her and it just keeps growing. But I'm not leaving Troy until we talk about the scene where he shaved his chest, because it is as brutal and violent and looking like he's possessed by the devil as the teeth brushing scene. And he's like, ooh, ooh, and it's all going red. It's like, why are you shaving your chest in the morning?
Aggressively.
It's way, way too much. And she still hasn't seen it.
But I do like seeing her as she gradually realizes.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no.
No.
And how is she going to deal with the fact that she's with this person who every day is doing something weirder?
Oh, she hates him. That was clear this episode. I went, there we go. She hates him. This is just going to get better.
But she's very patient.
Speaking of the complete opposite, Gab and Nasser, I believe, have been together for a decade.
No one has ever been as love and as content in their relationship as these two. It is so ridiculous. My face just lights up when I see them.
I actually was like, oh, it's everything this show isn't, which is beautiful.
They dance together, and his understanding of it is, we are both beautiful.
Yes.
Together.
And how lucky are both of us, because you're with me.
Yeah. And she's like, I am with you. But the big storyline for these guys was Gab has alopecia, and she's been very scared about telling Nasser, because one of the main things he does is compliment her hair
and touch it and just say, I love your hair. When you wake up in the morning, your hair is beautiful. And she's like, it's not my real hair. So then the experts give them that random honeymoon box.
Yeah.
And you just know the first question is going to be, do you got alopecia?
And she's going to have to tell him before she's ready.
But of course, she actually works up to it and is like, is there anything about you I should know? She tells him and he's like, oh, babe, we got this. Because he loves Gabrielle in her heart and in her soul.
He does.
You just see it's this revelation. All her confidence has come back. He likes it because her hair looks perfect in the morning, which is what he's all about.
I'd also like to mention that before she's told him, they're swimming in the pool and she's nervous because she's like, I've got this wig. If I go underwater, I'm freaking out if he finds out. But he said, as they get in the pool, he goes, I won't let you get your hair wet.
Because
he knows women don't want to get their goddamn hair wet. And he gives her a piggyback and there are no questions. It's like, I understand why you don't want to get your hair wet.
Nasser is the Prince Charming no one was expecting.
Oh.
He's just beautiful.
I really like him.
I need to talk about Justin and Carly. So Justin is the millionaire who we met last night. And yes, all he wears is first class Qantas pajamas. And that's how it opened, is him in his pajamas. The next day he's chilling in his pajamas
again.
They make
several appearances. He doesn't wear them once. He wears them every night.
And every time they go out, he tries to plug his ice cream machine, which is his business venture. He's like, hey, you need an ice cream machine? Nope, I'm a local from Vanuatu. That's not what I need right now.
And he's like, sorry, it's just in my nature. Everywhere I go, I need to ask to speak to the owner. And I'm like, if I could describe a behaviour that is the biggest turnoff, it's the person who always asks to speak to the owner.
Oh,
why?
No one wants to talk to you, mate.
You're on holiday. Just chill. But one of my favourite scenes is when he loses his wedding ring. Mm. And he is diving in this like beautiful water trying to find it. Jess, have you seen the Keeping Up with the Kardashians
yes.
episode when Kim loses her earring? It's exactly the
Justin
same.
Justin is so much like Kim Kardashian. I cannot.
I need to put a gif next to it because it's exactly what she does. She's like, my earring. And she's like ugly crying. And it's so sad. And Justin also has that that issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, exactly right. This episode was particularly brilliant. I'm enjoying the honeymoons, but I'm going to be honest. I'm looking forward to the next episode where Joe reemerges.
It's the dinner party.
In the snippet, we see Joe say, there's no holding hands, there's no affection. And yeah, my heart broke.
Oh, Joe, she really wants it to work.
She's so loyal. She's so loyal. I cannot wait. So join us tomorrow night. If you cannot get enough of Married at First Sight chat, then join our Mamma Mia Facebook group, which is called Married at First Sight LOLs.
And there's one rule, and it's bring the LOLs. So search for Married at First Sight LOLs, L-O-L-S, in Facebook, and you'll find us. And if you've got any gossip you want to tell us, anything you think we should be talking about, please call us on the pod phone. It's 02-8999-9386. And as always, you can read our written recaps at mamamia.com.au.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow night with Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.